What's up, world? It's Spotty Wi-Fi, the king of the crypto punks, and you are now tuned in to Fired Up on the Blockchain with my guy, Travi. I get a little
fired up. I'm like, Travi, come on now. Like, you got this under control.
What's up? It's your Web3 bestie, Liz Morrison, and I'm Toy Encendida en la cadena de bloques con Travi.
Yo, it's your boy Nessie Dorilla from the east to the west. You already know who does it best. We fired up on the blockchain with Travi. Let's go.
Yo, what's up? It's G Love, and I'm fired up with Travi.
Yeah. I'm Juliet from the So Cool Girls, and I'm fired up with Travi.
What up, y'all? This is Sammy Ariaga. I'm fired up on the blockchain with Travi.
I'm Ray Isla, and I'm fired up on the blockchain with Travi.
Hi, I'm Leah from Power of Women, and I'm fired up with Travi.
Aloha, everyone. This is your boy, Yassad, with the band Pepper, and I'm fired up on the blockchain with my boy, Travi. All right.
This is OSF, and I'm getting wrecked with Travi.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and degens, for the thousands in attendance and the millions listening in podcast land, my name is Travi, and we are fired up on the blockchain.
Hey, Travi, let's effing go. I get a little
fired up. Woo! Welcome to Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi. I hope everyone's been enjoying their summer, touching some grass or some sand or some margaritas or whatever's getting everybody through these beautiful summer days. If you are in the Northern Hemisphere, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I hope you're staying warm during your winter. But yeah, it's been quite a month. We took a little bit of time to reset. I'll have a lot of updates for you in the next episode. But today is a special one. I get to chat with my friend Brad, co-founder of the one and only Unstoppable Domains, with some really important announcements. And if you've got some friends or some family members who aren't quite into Web3 yet and are looking or maybe quite interested to get involved, this is the episode for them. So listen closely to Brad. We're going to chop it up and have some really important, really intriguing announcements just after this. Here I'm fired up on the blockchain. I think one thing that's incredibly valuable is when we look at the blockchain and look at the real life use cases for it and what people are doing on a daily basis. You look at the market sometimes and it makes you kind of think, wow, NFTs, are they still going to be here in a while? And if so, what are we going to call them? But when you really look around at some of the people doing great things in this space, one name that has to pop out at you is, of course, Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable Domains is a brand that I've talked about on this podcast from the very, very beginning, before I and our podcast was even an affiliate of Unstoppable. There's just something about Unstoppable, understanding the use case for Polygon, the blockchain, and all the wonderful things that they allow their members, their holders, their collectors of their domains to be a part of. And today we're going to meet with Brad from Unstoppable Domains, and we're going to talk about some really fun stuff, some really cool announcements, but not before I gush and fanboy over how great I think your company is. Brad Kam, one of the co-founders of Unstoppable. We had Sandy Carter on the episode 41 back in January. So it's my absolute pleasure to have you on, Brad. Thanks for being here and fired up on the blockchain with Travi.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about you, Brad. I mean, you know, I know Sandy's been, you know, on my podcast, she's been on NFT 365 with Fanzo a couple of times. So, you know, she's well known in our spaces, but I think it's cool. Like, I've gotten to know a few people that work for and with you through Unstoppable at live events. Down in Miami, I got to go to some meetups. There were some things in New York, and everyone I meet is just absolutely incredible. They're, you know, ride or die for your brand and always talking about something new. I feel like when you talk about people coming out with new ideas, meeting people where they are, one of the things about you and your company, Unstoppable Domains, is I feel like you're always finding ways to go into Web 2, if that's what you want to call it, and kind of pull people into Web 3. But some of your announcements you've got going on actually do apply to some of us in Web3 today who have some needs and some wants as well. So, Brad, tell us a little bit about you and Unstoppable and what kind of co-founding this dynamic brand has been like.
Well, appreciate that. So I'm an entrepreneur, been starting companies basically my whole life. From Atlanta, moved out to San Francisco in 2012 to work on a marketing tech startup with some friends. and it went pretty well. Did it for about five and a half years. I stepped back to the board of that company to focus full time on crypto. I was going to sleep every night thinking about crypto, playing with crypto. Just felt like I had to do it. I came across it when I moved. I moved into this hacker house called 20 Mission in the Mission District in San Francisco, and it was an early Bitcoin hub. There was like meetups there back in 2013. There were a bunch of startups that were launched. Vitalik gave a talk in our courtyard before Ethereum went live. So basically everybody I met was involved in crypto somehow. I like went down the rabbit hole, just became kind of obsessed, knew at some point I was going to do something crypto related, didn't know what, didn't know when. But this concept of identity and naming in the blockchain did exist back then. Like there was a Namecoin back in 2011. People were talking about it at meetups. So it was kind of like in the background. And then my co-founder, Matt, who I've worked with on other companies, came up with this idea to put digital identity on the blockchain. And it was kind of like one of those things where a lot of people thought that this would eventually happen. Nobody knew like how or when. Once Ethereum came out, once people could see like all these like really, you know, amazing applications that were, they didn't call them NFTs back then, but that were actually NFTs. That was the trigger for like, hey, the tech is actually here. We can actually make this vision happen. That was January of 2018. That's when the company started. And the whole idea is about user-owned digital identity. We want you to own your identity online, own your data online, have it work across apps, have it work in all these different contexts, really be like the one name for everything on the internet. But it's something that you control and you can have privacy and power over. But we're starting with the needs of the crypto community specifically. And so I have Brad.crypto. The way I use it today is you can send me money in crypto wallets. No need for tips, but you could send me Bitcoin or ETH or any other cryptocurrency to my domain name. That works in like 150 wallets and exchanges. And what's cool about that is it's one username that works across all these apps, unlike, you know, my Venmo handle, which only works inside of Venmo. It also is kind of like my login. You can log in with your domain into a bunch of dApps. You have profiles that are also tied to your domain. So people are using it in a few different ways, but domain names are for consumers in Web3 land, whereas traditional domains are mostly for businesses. So I know it's called a domain name, but it's actually for, you know, more like, you know, we want you to use it almost like an email address in the future as well, like a social media handle, like a payment handle. So, yeah, that's the idea.
So one of the talks I actually saw Sandy give, I think it was down during Art Basel Week, where she was talking about the integrations that Unstoppable Domains has. And I think to me, it kind of blows my mind because you talked about, you know, having these domains. And, you know, last I saw, you had almost 4 million domains registered, over 300 coins that are supported, and close to 1,000 integrations and 1,000 partners. And when I saw some of the things that she was talking about for the future of what you can do with using Unstoppable kind of as your one-stop shop to do it, she's talking about emails and phone calls and all kinds of things you can do possibly right through your own domain. I think that, you know, what you're doing in terms of the integrations is really far beyond what a lot of people could even conceptualize, because in some ways it makes so much sense to do it, but in other ways it's like, nah, that's never going to happen. But like you said, you saw things from the early days. So for people who are just listening in, who are more, you know, who aren't really like crypto friendly and things like that, right? Who are just kind of here for kind of the tech. I think that there's an interesting point that you made too, in terms of understanding identity, but you also were very early into crypto. Let's talk a little bit more before we get into some of the incredible things that you have going on right now that we can talk about. What was it? What connections can you make for people out there who just, you know, maybe just read some of those flashy headlines where people are saying things in the news, or the news is talking down about the markets or crypto in general, that could help them understand some of the great things that crypto or the blockchain could allow them to do and kind of like better understand even their relationship sort of with technology today?
Well, I think the crazy thing about the crypto market is that it's this extremely, extremely ambitious idea to have new types of stores of value, to have new types of digital dollars. There's like more than $100 billion worth of US dollars on the blockchain now. To have new types of digital art, to have new types of digital identity, to have all new types of applications. There's so many different things. That's a really big vision. And we get overexcited. Like humans, we get overexcited. This is just like one of our features. Every 10 to 15 years or so, the stock market crashes. It's because we got overexcited. Exact same thing happens in crypto, but it's happening on steroids because the change is really fast. The markets are really big. And that has people even more excited maybe than, you know, with, you know, more traditional finance like the stock market. So crypto tends to boom and bust in, you know, only a few years, sometimes like 4 or 5 years or something like that. So it's just it's a little more chaotic. I think that's because it's early. I totally understand if a lot of people if that scares a lot of people, like that's definitely not for everybody this phase. But you can't ignore it because it's changing the world.
I completely agree. I think, you know, the blockchain itself is this incredible thing that I think is going to be so intertwined with our lives. And I think a lot of people are going to be, and I'm sure you've had conversations like this multiple times, but we're going to be using the blockchain for things, not even realizing it's an NFT, not even realizing it's a blockchain. It's just going to become part of our lives the way the internet kind of introduced itself to. But some things that you're doing is you're making life a lot easier for people who are already involved in Web3. I remember, I think I got a dot crypto, a dot NFT. I know I have a dot 888. I have, you know, a whole bunch of things come just straight from you guys, right away that I was super excited about. And they are attached to different wallets, as you said. But I think, you know, you've got an incredible marketplace. And that's something that I think we really need to get into as well, because, you know, your partners that you've got, and the ways for your, do we want to call them your customers? The customers to access kind of your partners and things that they have going on. They have a way to do it now in sort of a seamless process. Tell us a little bit about your marketplace and how folks out there can, you know, get a feel for, you know, at least do some window shopping, if not kind of dive right in and use their credit cards and their ETH wallets to pick up some cool stuff.
Yeah. So I know we were talking earlier about all these different ways you can use your domain with payments and identity and messaging and all these other things. So there's just a ton of different apps that integrate with Unstoppable, use it as their identity system. And there's a lot of them, so it's hard to discover the ones that you're looking for. And that was the idea behind the marketplace, to make that easier for people to discover different ways they can use their domain. Because you primarily, at unstoppabledomains.com, you buy domains, you manage domains, but you actually use them basically everywhere else. You use them inside of these other apps. So that's a really, really critical part of the ecosystem. And we just want to make it easier for you to figure out where to go and what to do.
Who are some of the partners and some of the affiliates that you have sort of highlighted through the marketplace now? Like some that if folks were just kind of going in for the first time, like what might they be able to see? Obviously, there's a lot of domains that they can pick up. But who are some of kind of like the partners that you've spotlighted or highlighted?
Yeah, you know, so there's a lot of big wallets. There's like Trust Wallet and Blockchain.com. Etherscan is actually really, really popular and really helpful. Like you can learn all kinds of stuff about what the person owns, what the person's been trading. Profile pages are also really important. Like you can see ud.me/brad.crypto and see all the different types of things I own. So those are probably good places to start. Also email. There's like a Skiff email and ETH mail and a couple of others.
That's super cool. So one of the things I mentioned too was when this podcast became an affiliate with Unstoppable Domains, I made sure that we got a .NFT, a .crypto. When I launched something that I put together, which is called The Journey, which helps to raise funds for kids whose music and art programs are being defunded. We sold, you know, NFTs through the blockchain for that. And we immediately picked up a .888, we picked up like a .x, a couple other things. And they were attached to our different funds, right? We have a fund that's going to the kids. We have a fund that's going for an artist support program. And I made sure that right away that there was an Unstoppable domain that I was able to pick up attached to those wallets. So I think to me that personally was really important. But something I picked up even before those, and a lot of people know me as this, which is Travi.eth. And Unstoppable Domains up until now, you haven't been able to really get a .eth for unstoppable domains, but there's rumors that that might be changing. Is that true?
It is. So yeah, so we actually just released support for buying .eth at Unstoppable. And, you know, we've been talking to customers, we've been looking at the market, and people want a one-stop shop. And people also want an easy way to buy Web3 domains. And I think that's something we can provide. And I think that, you know, we've got credit card payments. You can also pay with PayPal as opposed to having to pay with ETH or maybe like a MoonPay or something else like that. We've also got an auto renewal feature. So you probably know this, like you got to sweat when your domain, when your .eth domain is going to be renewed. And if you forget, then it's gone. Somebody else gets it. So we got an auto renew feature. And then we also have a vault feature where you can store your domain without having to worry about losing your key. I just think that like, if you've got friends who are trying to get into crypto, unstoppabledomains.com is a good place to, get their .eth domain because it's going to be easy. You're going to be able to use tools that are, you know, we also have a Web2 login, you know, with, you know, like Google Sign In. So a lot of things like that to just, try to onboard the next, you know, the next billion users into Web3. Like that's the market opportunity. And .eth is an important part of the ecosystem, and we're excited to do it.
We're excited too. And it's funny you said that. I was actually going to bring up onboarding people. It's a term a lot of people have used over the course of the last 2 years or so, but Unstoppable Domains truly is the way to onboard people into this space. If you're comfortable with, you know, if you're listening out there and you know that you're comfortable using email, you're comfortable using your credit card, but you're interested in how to kind of make your next steps and get involved in this Web3 space, not go crazy with anything that you're afraid that you're going to, you know, get scammed or click on. Unstoppable Domains is a place. And I've learned a lot. And I know a lot of friends I have in the Web3 space learned a lot just through Unstoppable. And, you know, even when we feel a little bit more comfortable, then we take another step and we get a little bit more comfortable with the next thing. We take another step. So, you know, one thing that you've always kind of touted and something I've always respected you for, Brad, is that you guys don't have any renewal fees with your Unstoppable Domains, the dot, you know, dot NFT, dot crypto, all those kind of fun things. ETH domains do have renewal fees and they do expire. So that's actually something I really think is important because if somebody out there wants to show, right, their digital identity prior to Unstoppable or apart from Unstoppable, and they picked up a .eth just through the ENS. Like you said, it can expire. And if you're not checking your emails, if they don't send you or you're not able to see kind of a like a notification that the time's coming up, somebody could come on and swipe that from you. And I know for me personally, like Travi.eth has been very valuable for my identity. But so is Travi.nft and Travi.crypto. So two questions I have for you. First, does this only work for brand new, your auto renewal feature? This works for ones that are purchased directly through your marketplace, right? So I couldn't find a way to transfer one I currently already have and bring it over, but I could definitely pick up a new one.
It coming soon. You will be able to soon. So we're working on it. We'll let you know. We'll make another announcement once that's live.
Yeah, but no, that's perfect because I know there's a lot of people listening out here who already purchased, you know, a dot crypto, a dot NFT, a dot blockchain, a dot whole lot of other stuff through Unstoppable. But I think the fact that you're integrating this is really, really cool because, you know, not everybody has already been sort of comfortable just with the ENS as a server. There's a couple other things that you have to do in there, a controller and where the money goes and the ETH goes. I know you know what I'm talking about. Are there any intricate details without kind of going too into the weeds on that people listening who don't have an ENS could kind of understand? Is it a little bit more user-friendly sort of than the initial ENS website or does it just connect right to the ENS website?
Well, on the back end, what's happening is that it's just buying domains from the smart contract, which is exactly the same as the way ENS.domains website works. But the user interface is a bit different. Like we're trying to, just make it, the search is obviously different because Unstoppable has our, you know, has a different, you know, different search and we're trying to, you know, show you the right domains. There's also, the features I talked about with credit card and different payment methods. I think that's probably one of the key things that's going to be important for users. Another key thing that I think is going to be really important is auto renewal. You just can't, you can take the chances that you lose the domain down a lot, by having a credit card ready to go for that renewal. So I think that's something that you can just worry about it less if you have that. So, and then the last thing is the vault. And, you know, the vault is not for everybody. Like if you're living your life in MetaMask, you know, you're probably used to storing your own assets and it's not a big deal. If that's not the case, then it's really good to have, some sort of a backup so that your domain, which you spent all this time building up your identity on, doesn't get lost. So that's the idea there. Those are very, you know, kind of, you know, as you say, like a little bit closer to, you know, Web 2 onboarding to Web 3 type features. That's by design. That's kind of how we've always been. That's how we were back in 2019. We had credit card payments all the way back then for buying domain names. So this has always been sort of our strategy. And I think it's, you know, I think it's, you know, it's needed in the market. I mean, most people that we want in the space aren't in the space yet. So just trying to find ways to make it easier.
For sure. And if anyone's out there listening and they're not completely comfortable with the crypto space, using Ethereum, understanding why having credit card as a usage to purchase something on the blockchain is important, think about it like this, my friends. I mean, we've seen people click on the wrong links and try to use their crypto wallet to purchase something with the ETH that they've already had. And the next thing they knew, they weren't able to get that Ethereum back, or the Ether back rather. And when you have a credit card, and you look at people and you look at the success of things that have been going on a Nifty Gateway, which is super, you know, very credit card friendly. That's where Starbucks is housing all their NFTs. And when you look at people going on there to purchase, you know that if you, God forbid, you click on the wrong link with your credit card, you know that there's not going to be any trouble. There's not going to be any trouble calling your bank and telling, wait a second, this was not, you know, an appropriate link. So the fact that I feel like you and your company, Brad, Unstoppable Domains, allows for a credit card is actually almost proving that you're kind of like saying, like, listen, we are who we say we are. You can use your credit card. You can use whatever you want. As long as it's comfortable for you to enter, we're happy. And you have the assurance of using a credit card. If you ever have a second guess or a doubt about it, just use that, make it easier for yourself, because you know, if something goes wrong, you know, you'll be covered through your bank and stuff. And it's just kind of a security blanket. Not that anyone I know has ever questioned Unstoppable Domains. But I think the point is Unstoppable just makes it a little bit easier for people, a little bit more user-friendly. Obviously, the user experience is super clean, fun. You can have profile pictures on your, you know, on your domain cards. It's really fun. Everything's going to be in the show notes, Brad. And I really do value the fact that you've chosen Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi as just one of your stops to talk about some of the incredible things that you're coming out with, because there's always so much, but having a very clean, very user-friendly marketplace and, you know, having a robust experience for the users to connect to your partners, but now also offering .eth domains through your site is an incredible step, which I don't see why everybody wouldn't use Unstoppable and make it one of their bookmark sites. I just don't. I just think it's so obvious to me that it's a true winner, and not just a winner in this bear market. I just think it's a winner kind of in this whole Web3 blockchain space. So Brad, thank you for everything you've done with Unstoppable. And definitely thank you for being here and Fired Up on the Blockchain with Travi. If there's anything you'd like the listeners to know that we haven't covered, or anything you'd like to reiterate, this is a fine time to let the listeners know, because they know how much I love Unstoppable. And I want everyone to love it as much as me.
I appreciate that. I mean, I think it's just that, you know, this is a small market right now that I think is going to be a massive market in the future. And I think it's just, it's better together. So I think you're going to see us probably supporting, you know, other folks potentially in the Web3 domain space, other blockchains, et cetera. So I think that's just where it's headed. So thanks for having me. Thanks for the kind words.
Absolutely. The future is bright with Unstoppable Domains. Get in early, get your domain, get your .nft, .crypto, .x, .blockchain, a whole lot of other things. And now even a .eth right through our friends, right through our affiliates at Unstoppable Domains. Brad, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much. It was an absolute honor to chat with Brad from Unstoppable Domains. Many of you know I've been a fan of Unstoppable for so long. I use it myself. I wouldn't bring anybody on here if it wasn't somebody I was already somewhat familiar with, if not a fan of. And, you know, I think what Unstoppable is doing and continuing to deliver is nothing short of extraordinary, meeting people where they already are and maybe giving them things that they want and sometimes didn't even realize that we wanted. But in this case, having a one-stop shop marketplace with an ENS domain on it, along with all the other wonderful domains like .blockchain, .x, .dao, .888, so many other ways you can establish your digital identity. And it was really great to talk with Brad, and obviously on the episode 41 with Sandy Carter, because you know, these are the pioneers. And on the next episode, I'm going to talk a lot about this market and building and some of my thoughts on it and where we're headed moving into the future, just with the next few episodes of this podcast. But without people like Brad and Sandy and so many others out there doing great things, who knows where this market would actually end up. So thank you, Unstoppable, and everybody continue to support them right in our show notes. I have a Travi friends and DGens and family link just for you. I'll click on it, and that'll bring you right into the Unstoppable site, and you can go pick up anything you want right in there. So again, we'll be back very, very soon with some updates. Truth be told, I did an entire update recording for you and then deleted it by accident, completely recorded over it. So that'll be the next one. Got some great guests coming your way, leading us to the big finale, yes, of big season one. And we'll see where the market takes us. We'll see where this crazy, mixed up, kind of nerdy, kind of cool, brand new world of NFTs and Web3 takes us. But in the meantime, we're going to keep on doing what I always try to do, and I hope you always try to do too. And that is, of course, bring one love to Web3. I'll catch you next time. Peace.